Any visit to London by the Secretary of State is important, but the timing of this one adds interest. Hillary Clinton's trip comes off the back of a week-long discussion in Washington about the strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. It's approaching decision time. During those talks, President Obama spoke with Gordon Brown on the phone. Mrs. Clinton will be able to give the Prime Minister a full briefing on where America is heading.
We're looking at the situation on the ground. We're looking at the implications of the election results to be determined here in the next few days. We're looking how best to make sure that we are coordinating our activities on both sides of the Afghan-Pakistan border. We will continue until we believe that we have done what we've got to do, which is to provide help build a stable government in Afghanistan.
The Americans need to keep the British fully in the picture, as they have the largest number of troops in Afghanistan after the Americans. UK policy will have to follow the US. The balance of forces and the scale of the task negates any other option.
I think the timing is quite interesting in that maybe Hillary Clinton is going to dialogue with the Prime Minister about the issues that they're wrestling with in the White House. You know, what is your advice? What do you think, Mr. Brown? What do you think we should do to Afghanize this process a bit more?
Also on the agenda, Iran. If the UN inspectors fail to get into the newly revealed nuclear bunker near Qom, or if they're blocked elsewhere, then the Americans are determined to go for a Security Council resolution on sanctions. They'll be supported by the UK, which will play a role in drafting the document. Tim Marshall, Sky News.